The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU, its license holder or staff. You are listening to WRUU LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM. Hello and welcome to the Taking the Journey Show. We are your hosts, Craig and Sharon Butts.
Thank you for joining us as we explore interpersonal concerns and problems in dating, cohabiting, and marriage. Our relationship stories come from research and personal testimonies. Our main focus is on Black American relationships. However, our expanding world has us reaching out to include multicultural relationships as well.
Now, let's get right into our show. And good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wow. It's rainy, rain, go away. Come back in 55 days. Yeah, I stopped too. I said 55 days.
Yeah. That's a good number.
I know. I thought it rhymed too.
Yeah, is enough of the rain. I mean, we had, what, like two almost straight days of rain.
Do you know some people do not like what we just said? Do you know why?
Why?
Because they want rain. I don't know who are still growing stuff right now.
They're winter crops. Don't ask me what they are, but I've heard of.
I know
winter
when
crops.
I lived up mid. Oh, I forgot. I'm looking from a Midwest point of view where I came from.
Yeah,
it's moving towards snow and stuff. Mm-hmm. There ain't no idea. It's harvest time. Yeah. They're not even worried about trying to get no rain. Yeah. I'm from that end. And plus, at the same time, rain doesn't come much because geographically and weather-wise, you don't get much rain during this time because you're heading into, what, the cold time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. I wonder what crops
rain
that would be.
Rain turns to snow and ice.
Yeah. I wonder what crops that would be that we're heading right now.
Down in this area, I have heard.
Come on, Miss Farmer.
I have heard people talking
Farmer
about
Jones.
Winter greens. And so they plant greens.
You're a teacher and a farmer.
Hey,
I know what it's all about. Tell me, Mrs. Mama, I won't shout.
No. I don't know because, you know, the little bit of gardening that I've done, I never got into it that deeply, but I've heard people talking.
Bet not because I've had to mow over those parts that you started and never finished.
Well, part of that was because
it's
we
like
left.
The front of the house right now. You ain't did much with.
Yeah, I know. I got this summer. I was gone, so I couldn't do it this summer. And since I've been back, things have just
been
crazy.
As you want and for everybody else, but the reality is,
it ain't done.
There's no stick-to-itiveness that's involved with you in this particular matter, and that's what needs to be changed from that end. I was going to say one thing I thought was funny. We know the watermelons are not in season. We have to find out the hard way.
Nope,
you want to tell
not.
The story? Oh, we got to tell people what we're about and who we are.
Yes.
I forgot for those who are first time.
We are taking the journey together. Yeah. I am Sharon or Zare.
And I am Imar or Mr. Craig Butts, one of the two.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather have one Imar instead.
Yes, yeah. I'd rather have Zare.
Feeling much better, too.
You're sounding much better.
I am, yeah. I know, that's what a lot of people. I'm feeling much better, and I know I'm sounding much better, too. I just think about a week or two, maybe less than that. Oh, no, more than that. I'm sorry. I couldn't even think enough energy to be here to even talk.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
Yeah, about a month ago or so, you were just barely getting it back. And by the end of the show, you were winded and tired and ready for a nap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Thank goodness things have changed. And you have
improved
considerably. I still got a little ways to go. But
I give a lot of the respect and honor to our doctor, especially Dr. Fraser, who our holistic doctor suggests out there if anybody has any kind of problems. That they think about finding a holistic doctor. I'm not saying the MD doctors are not good, because the MD doctors that worked on me when I almost passed away, I have to give them some respect. But in the long run, using your God-gifted ability that was made by this beautiful body, because God don't make no junk, and your body to be able to heal itself, which is important, especially making sure that you get good sun.
Yes.
Watch your environment not being so stressful. Mm-hmm. And eating the right foods, as Dr. Fraser
would
say. And water, exactly.
And more than anything, rest.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
I forgot that last part because rest is
every
not,
day you forget
not
that
the
last
best.
Part.
I know, and I don't do that well. That's very, very good. Put those all together. There's no doubt about it. It has a lot to do with my, what he would call my healing. And he was telling me that, actually, it's going to take about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be more concerned about the long haul. Not the long haul where we're concerned about when we get older, a mortality,
mm-hmm.
but from the long haul that you have a lot more days, months, and years to live.
Yes.
If you take care of yourself, and so therefore you have a lot more adventures to see.
Mm-hmm.
And experiences that you can have with other people, yeah. and especially the people you love. And those experiences, I just found out today, this is something new I wanted to talk to you about, because, you know, I always listen to things about
right.
relationships that come
right.
up all the time. There was this guy, he was talking about how to be able to prevent PTS, or PTS,
PTSD.
PTSD. And he was talking about all of the healing modalities that are shown, that we use, from spirituality, visuality, to hypnosis, and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about one of the biggest thing that we do that we don't understand is we figure that if we somehow throw sugar into what he called, shoot, I'll say S-R-T, that when we take the shoot out of the sugar, that somehow the sugar is going to be sweet. What he meant was we keep on thinking that after we've had damage in our life,
mm-hmm.
and we stop the damage and do something good or nice, that somehow the damage is gotten repaired.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's like we never did
like
anything to repair it.
It's good as new.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He said what it is we don't deal with the damage that actually
right.
happened.
Right.
We try to covered up
mm-hmm.
or
pretend it's not there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so one of the things he referred to that he found out that I don't know in detail. Maybe next time I come on, name the name of the researcher and the doctor. He said he found out from brainwaves and observations of people
mm-hmm.
that your personality, your wiring passivity, I'm not even saying it right. It has to do with the fact that your brain cells can actually wire themselves in such a way to learn new processes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you guys out there who are neurologists know this better than me.
Passivity.
You don't even know the words. Otherwise, you'll
pronounce
it wrong.
I have no idea what you're trying
but
to
anyway,
say.
Okay, is my mind going to get back there now? Okay, I think so. That if we find ourselves to move every day in the now,
mm-hmm.
in the currentness, and make sure we don't live in the past, which is where those hurts are at.
Yes.
But find ourselves in our relationships to deal with what's going on in the now,
mm-hmm.
or why we're feeling this way, and how we shouldn't feel this way.
Yeah.
And then try to make that connection to that other person. You will find that when you do that, things seem to settle and then make sense. Before that time, we stay lost.
Right.
In fact, he found out that many times we will get so lost being involved with going through the motion with no emotion. Work, come back home, taking care of kids, going to church, go on, so on and so forth, dealing with politics, not even thinking anything about it in detail, that we sometimes are just get lost in days and weeks and don't even pay no attention to it.
Yeah.
But if we slow down and take our time to live in the now, to live in the present, that's a better word,
mm-hmm.
you will find that when you live in the present, things then kind of fall into place and they become rooted and make sense. And you kind of like shake yourself and go, oh, wow.
It's kind of like what you said to me once.
Mm-hmm.
I think you say you read it someplace or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the present for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift you need to treasure.
Yeah, that's an old saying too, but yeah. I think also too, what one of the things that you said before, I think also too, it helps you put, here's a good way, it helps you put things in perspective. When you stop, you mm-hmm. live in the present, it helps you put things in perspective.
Yeah. It gives you an opportunity.
I'm
going to
have you listen
too.
To that tape too,
because
I've got it someplace. What he basically was saying was, we live so much in the past in our mind, but we're doing so many things in the present, we're not even paying attention to what's going on in the present because we're so busy in the past.
Right.
Where all of our hurts and many of that PTSD is,
mm-hmm.
that therefore we are not even present.
And that's one of those problems that we have. And especially because everybody brings things in to a relationship from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you realize you're doing it or not, some of us start, you know, have this idea that mm-hmm. I've let it go and it's there. And what you mm-hmm. really did, what you really did, was just bury it.
Mm-hmm.
You buried it to the point that you don't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of that, you know, it's lurking and just waiting to be triggered and brought to the forefront. So everybody brings something into the relationship from the past, but what we don't do is really help each other deal with it. And sometimes we're so deep into denial that we have anything wrong with us or we have any baggage from the past mm-hmm. that, you know, we can tell the other person what's wrong with them. Mm-hmm. We can tell the other person all about their baggage, but we don't want anybody to touch ours.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, we've got an attic full of...
And some people, in out of our conversation right now, mm-hmm. many relationships don't even have this kind of conversation.
Right.
That has to do with us talking about this in the present mm-hmm. moment. That present moment allows that person in you, in your mate, to be what? Intimate with
yes.
one another.
Yes.
Affectionate with one another.
Right.
To act like you both are concerned about one another. We hear all the time that many children feel isolated, feel not connected in their family because their parents are never really present with them. They're mm-hmm. eating with them, but not paying no attention yeah. to them.
And anymore.
They're watching TV and they're not even talking to them.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And they find themselves hiding on their phones, finding that every other place.
In their rooms.
Exactly.
You know.
Not being present with them where they have a chance to yeah. talk and communicate with one another.
And you know, here's the thing with that example that you just gave. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I have discovered in listening to kids talk is mm-hmm. That they are living in an era where they live off of Hot Pockets and Pizza Bites and, mm-hmm. and things like that, that they can go and grab out of the freezer, throw in the microwave, and go to their room to eat. And this, I'm finding, goes across the socioeconomic barrier.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the latchkey kids, the kids that mm-hmm. had, you know, parents that worked two jobs, the kids that, you know, were in a low socioeconomic standpoint.
A lot
of
people of color were in that situation.
Exactly. But now it's the higher socioeconomic mm-hmm, group mm-hmm. that is doing the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, and exactly. so it's this.
You will make the advertisers proud. They know they have did a good job to infiltrate now all the levels. socioeconomical levels.
Yeah.
They're happy.
And isn't that
sad? But of course, if you have stock in the company, you're probably glad it's good. Remember, at the end, greed is good.
Yeah. And it's all about the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And but I
think so let's go back to that so we yeah. can keep on moving because mm-hmm. otherwise you can go and chase yeah. this but, rabbit down the hall.
Yeah, but
it has
that's
everything
kind of
to do with if we're looking for healing because that's what taking the journey mm-hmm. is all about
yeah.
together is healthiness and finding a balance. Mm-hmm. So that means we look at healing. That healing is living in that present moment.
Yes.
Part of that present moment may be a present moment where not just that I'm hurt and you did something good. Part of that present moment, as we're talking about, that has to do with to strength could be, I never said I loved you.
Mm-hmm.
I never said that you look well.
Yeah.
I never said that you make me feel good. Because right. I've been so busy doing any and every other thing. Yeah. I never just even said that. We sit down, we do the Cialis moments, watch TV, and don't even look at each other. Don't mm-hmm. even say anything. That if we turn off the TV, it'd be so solid. We don't know how to say anything
right.
to each other.
Right.
So we just run to the bedroom, close the door, and fall asleep.
Yeah.
So those are the present moments where we are actually able to interface, intersect, find interconnectivity and interconnectivity because we took our time out to live in the present. We're actually, when you really think about it, every day, every second, just like a frames in a picture, is a time of the present that's connected with the next time that's a present.
Yeah.
They're connected to the next time that's a present. Connected to the next time, and so on and so forth. As your years, your
snapshots,
your days. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And we don't take enough time with each one of those snapshots with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to reminisce, like, you know, like we still haven't even gotten to all the pictures that we need to think about from that I took from this summer.
Yeah.
There's lots of reasons, but now that
I wasn't
needs
with
to
you,
be
but I know so. Nothing.
That needs to be one of those things that we focus on. Because
I wasn't with you, so that's why I don't care. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, I'm jealous because you went to Seoul and I didn't. They got enough money with that big plant. They're going to send all of us there.
Yeah.
And all the kids of all the teachers that went and everybody else. They had enough money.
Yes.
From and I know they believe in family, so what the heck was that all about? From that end.
Yeah.
We would have stayed in the motel, no problem, wait for you to come back. And ate all the cheese crackers. But anyway, hopefully they're listening, so they'll think about doing that differently next year.
Yeah.
For that end. But, you know, there you go again. Or that reminiscing is definitely important.
Yeah, but
even though it has to do with the past,
exactly.
It has to do with the present. But still, it's good reminiscing.
Yeah, but sometimes you just want to share things with somebody. But what we really hang on to more than the good things are the negative things.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
The storms. The storms have to do with the negative things.
Yeah.
And as this particular doctor was talking about, which has to do with the PTSD and all that good stuff, has everything to do with the past that we carry with us. Because
trauma.
Because we're not really living in the present. Well, I guess many times we think if we live in the present, that past that comes will hit us so hard we won't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet when you think about it, you're still dealing with the present anyway, and you're dealing with it. You're going to work. You're coming back home.
Yeah.
Can I go on? You are.
Exactly.
You're not sitting in the
hospital
depressed.
You're making future plans.
Now, some of us know where Mr. Butts, you're talking that way, but I'm drinking this way through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm smoking this way through.
Yeah.
I'm doing other things through this to keep me from facing the present.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Yeah.
Still the same thing. You're not facing the present. You're finding a what do they call a handicap to keep you from facing the present.
Mm-hmm.
And again, his study was showing that if you face the present moment, especially when you face the present moment, trying to present something positive out of that present moment, then you're going to find that there'll be more healing because you're presenting positivity in the present moment instead of allowing that which is in the past to actually take over as if it's a present that exists when it really was. It might have been 20 or 30 years ago, and it ain't even happening right now, really.
Or something that has happened so long ago that you don't even have a true memory of it. You know, your memory is skewed because you have revisited it. I messed that word up. Revisited it so many times that you have messed up the sequence of events.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In your own mind, you tossed it. Turn it through two times. They had different costumes on, different
exactly.
faces.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Screamed about four or five times.
You forgot who was there, including you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think they made some movies like that before, haven't they?
I don't know. I don't watch those kind of movies.
Yeah, I think they have. Where they show. I remember the movie I saw with Forrest Whitaker in it. Where it was about a bomb that blew up, and supposedly the president was there, but he wasn't.
Oh,
but they showed it from three or four different points of view.
I think it was seven different points of view.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It was.
Too.
That was now. See, that one I did watch,
that was a
and
good
I,
show.
I that was really intriguing because I always wanted to see. I think I watched it two or three times just to see what I missed the first time.
Exactly.
Because the first time I saw it in the theater, and then I saw it. You know, on TV, but it was the way it was put together, the different perspectives, the different purposes for people being there, and all of that. It was so intriguing. But when it came together, you had the full picture. And sometimes, you know, from things like that, it's the unknown, I think, that causes us to have that PTSD reaction in the first place.
The right, because. In the reality called the present, the present does have more than one pieces that actually are intersecting with one another mm-hmm. at that one time.
Yeah.
And sadly to say, when we look at most of our reality through TV, movies, mm-hmm. some people say fake media, it's usually from one or two people's point of view.
Yeah.
And then they say it represents hundreds of thousands of people. And mm-hmm. it don't.
No.
It really don't at all. No. If you went back and did the actual research, talking to people in detail that in turn you claim, where you find either they didn't do it, they really didn't believe it, and never thought researched it on their own, or they weren't even there in the first place.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
that end, I wish they would make more shows and movies that was from that standpoint, point of view. But if that happened, you know, one of the problem is you'd have to give up on that idea of stars.
Yeah,
you'd be having to share a lot of stars, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Because you couldn't have one person anymore be at the center of attention.
Right. Right.
Because in life, even though you are in your own life to a certain extent, your center of your attention. Okay, you mm-hmm. are. But when you're in a relationship, you have more than one person center of attention. Plus, you have children and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And if you're trying to live in the present to bring healing, then you know the present of bringing things to attention would be, first of all, it's going to be more than just me in that relationship mm-hmm. at that present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, then I have to know I can't be the center of attention.
Right.
Especially if I try to bring in the past that's been haunting me in the center of attention in a very scary, ugly, uncomfortable way.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of center of attention do you really want that? Which messes your relationships up many times.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because that other person is like, you ain't paying much to me, attention to me at all because you want to be the star of the story and you ugly. You're mean spirited.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you say ugly, it's not outside, it's inside.
Exactly. Exactly. Know. So yeah, I like it when movies are a little bit more sophisticated.
Oh, I do
too. A little
too.
Bit more to real life.
Yeah.
I think they would if they made mm-hmm. movies more like that. People yeah. would be a lot more understanding of their yeah. own life and be a lot better. Yeah. It'd be a lot more real reflection
mm-hmm.
of what life really is. From
yeah,
the
I like and when it comes to books too, I like mm-hmm. books that give you something to think about or connect with
mm-hmm.
in the reality of what it could be. You know, you knowing that it's a fiction story that you're reading, but seeing the reality of life that it could that you know that it's representing, and it tends to put things in perspective for you too if you read it in the right way.
Exactly. Exactly. So we were on struggles to strength. We just talked about a little bit. We were trying to get down into the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Or where the goats can get it. Or they say where the grass is. Trust and respect. I think we talked about that last time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Shared values and goals that are important.
Yeah.
It does help out when it comes to strength. If you have shared values mm-hmm. and goals.
Yeah.
We navigated through challenges together. Or didn't we talk about that? Or do you remember us talking about that?
I don't think we got to that. I don't think so.
Okay, so you want to say something about that then?
Yes, I definitely do. Because first of all, I want to go back and give an overview of what it was just because... there may be somebody that's catching, even though we are on part four,
mm-hmm.
there may be somebody who has missed the first three, and so they're not okay. sure what we're talking here.
Mm-hmm.
But what we, this all came about, this topic came about because of the hurricane situation that we had been going through.
Mm-hmm.
And the last hurricane that was, I can't remember the name of it, Milton.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a non-hurricane by the time it got here.
I think they called it a tropical storm, maybe?
I don't think it was even a tropical storm. It was a little rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it had basically fizzled out when it got here.
Yeah, just
but
one day, a blessing after that.
Really. Exactly, and nobody is complaining about that. But the thing of it is, Helene was good enough for both of them. But we used the metaphor of calming the hurricane to mm-hmm. emphasize how couples can navigate challenges
mm-hmm.
through, through their relationships. They how they can navigate these challenges together and transform the relationship into a source of joy and peace.
Exactly.
And so that's what the premise
is
here.
They can have lover or friend fights. Mm-hmm. That's the storm that we were referring to.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes in relationships you get to the point where everything is an annoyance to you about your partner, simply because sometimes it's just because you're annoyed with yourself and you don't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're frustrated.
Or you're just not, as we talked about the first time, you're not living in the present.
Exactly.
You're really living in the past. And one of the present things is I'm not really seeing my partner for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Part of who they are is they could be looking nice today. They could be very friendly and kind. Things like that that you're not paying attention to whatsoever, because you're still letting your past bother you. And then, you know what we do many times? We will let our past in be triggers as the baggage that we see off of other people, because they remind us of who was before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so from that standpoint, we have to have some tools in our toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some Band-Aids and some, mm-hmm. you know, have our first aid kit ready with the Band-Aids to put on the problem and the...
Communication.
Oh, absolutely.
Trust and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Open what? Open messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Like the HOT principle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so...
Go ahead.
And so those are things for our toolkits, but you know, reflection. But there's a time for reflection, not going back and sitting and stewing in it by yourself,
mm-hmm.
and living in there, but a time to say to your partner something to the effect of, I realize as I'm sitting here that this situation from the past has been bothering me, and it's wanting to be a trigger into something ugly. And so let's talk. Can we talk about it for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just did a bridge statement, something that I'm not very good at.
Yep, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it when we get back after our break.
You are listening to WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
The Savannah African Art Museum will host their third annual Kwanzaa Marketplace from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th, December 14th, and December 21st in the museum's courtyard located at 201 East 37th Street. Each marketplace will feature vendors of the African diaspora selling various handicraft items such as jewelry, art, clothing, and more. To learn more about the marketplace or to become a vendor, please visit www.savannahafricanartmuseum.org/kwanzaa-marketplace-2024.
My name is Jackie. I'm a mom and a survivor of cancer caused by HPV. I know how important HPV vaccination is for cancer prevention. You can protect your kids. It's as simple as getting your girls and boys the HPV vaccine series when they are 11 or 12. Let's get our kids vaccinated on time. Make an appointment today. For more information, visit cdc.gov/HPV and talk to your child's doctor. HPV vaccine is cancer prevention. A message from the CDC.
I'm clicking. You're clicking.
And snapping and popping.
What? Clicking and snapping together.
Yeah. That's one way to navigate those storms.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. I remember when I was young trying to not click. We just got the snap.
Snap.
Remember? I love it. I can't even believe that I'm actually thinking about that. I don't usually think that far back in the past at all for some reason, like it was a blur or a race.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember really trying. You don't remember that all when you were young and tried that? Were you able to snap like some people did the first time?
Yeah.
Wow. Why would I not be surprised?
Well, because
You're a snippety snapper anyway.
No, I used to watch people doing it. And so I was a watcher. And so I would watch and observe how people did things.
Okay.
And so
What's the excuse now?
So I paid
anyway, a whole lot of stuff.
So I watched the way they would put their fingers together because we were always dancing.
So who was the
house.
First one who saw you snap? I want to know that. I'm going to go back and find out who was the first one that saw you snap and heard you actually do it. Because you can't be telling me just you and I'm going to believe it. It's
no,
not happen.
What I'm saying is.
Your sister?
It was my sister, my mother.
So I'm going to ask your sister next time I see her.
I don't know. I don't even remember exactly when it was. I just remember I could do it because we were always dancing. And when you're dancing, you snap your fingers.
You need to dance more, Miss. Neglecting to do that when you're around me, enough dancing, you don't do it. But anyway, going back to a little bit of my story, and we'll let it go by. I tried one time, I guess almost all night trying to just couldn't get it. Yeah. I thought it was literally impossible. I tried to logically think in my mind, how could my two fingers with skin moving real hard could get a sound out of a pop? I think I thought it too technically.
Yeah.
So that's why it didn't happen. I think the first time I snapped, it was like magic. I never thought about it in detail. And all of a sudden,
it was. Oh, my God. And the first time I did it, I didn't get a lot of sound out of it. But, you know.
Well, yeah, neither did I the first time.
But I was like, hey, we were all born like the Rat Pack
between Jerry, not what do you call it, Jerry Lewis, and who else?
Sammy Davis Jr. and all of that crew.
And who's the last one?
It was
Crooner,
Dean Martin, and Sinatra.
Yeah, they all can snap. You know, they was bone snapping.
Yeah,
we went like that at all from that end.
But no. Yeah.
Okay, back to where we were. Where were we at?
We were moving up to where we left off.
Yes.
And so we were talking
about reflection, shared values and goals, narrative changing together.
Yes.
Living in the present moment.
Yeah.
Wow, what happened to you? Why are your eyes going like that? What's going on? Oh, I forgot you get that headache thing again all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. But we're going to take you to the hospital.
No, we're not either.
You got a headache thing going on.
No, we're not. We're going to be okay. So anyway,
we gonna be all right.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
So emotional support. You need some emotional support right now.
Yes.
Put your head on my shoulder. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know why I remember that song.
I don't either.
You remember Time Life used to have the music that you could buy from the past.
Oh yeah.
And they would go away. But I am waiting for Time Life to bring up some hip hop stuff. You know they probably have it in their vaults.
Especially when you take into consideration hip hop was what, 30 years old?
Yep. You know they have it. They're gonna wait to the
50th anniversary.
The X generation, whatever generation it would be.
Yeah.
And wait till they get that age old sitting around. They're going to bring it out of the vault.
Yeah. Where they can come out and see if they can still do whatever those dances were that they were doing.
With the wheelchair.
Yeah. And wheelchair and walker.
We'll be long gone by then.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we'll be watching it from the heavens up above. Forgiving and let going. Oh, my goodness. Talk about the importance of forgiving and moving forward and hearing from the past. See, that's a present time thing that many times don't want to face because we live now in a era, politically or not, where the perception is I do nothing wrong. And if I did, I'm not going to apologize.
Yeah.
Unless you catch me, and then maybe I might go out of my way to apologize, but that's after I mess things up, and maybe I apologize.
Exactly.
But apologizing is not a big thing. So we don't do much forgiving.
Yeah. And we got into that a few days ago. And really had to look at some things that were past hurts of ours.
Yes,
and worked through them.
Yeah, well, one thing is for sure: working through past hurts. Has everything to do with why no one really likes to deal with things in the present.
Yeah.
Because we said before, that's a past hurt that could be triggering why
exactly.
I feel the way I feel now. And it brings back pain and headaches, like it looks like you're going mm-hmm. to do now. And so, therefore, I don't want to deal with it. And if you ever notice sometimes when past hurts brings on body form.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, they say your muscles have memory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the memory of you dodging someone try to hit you or someone you hit.
Yeah.
Or when the pressure came and made you feel uncomfortable, stressful mm-hmm. headache or migraine headache. Do you notice how when that comes in that present moment, you feel like it's actually there, actually happening.
Yeah.
But yet, if you went and did something, something came on the TV, or your kids right in front of you, or some good food in front of you, you notice how that could be disappeared just as fast
oh, yeah.
as it came.
Yeah.
Just as fast. Many times we think that our physical pain we have is lasting, is very real. And it could be no way be something that is made up. But yet doctors know all the time there's things called placebos.
Yeah.
They actually have studies that people who are having pain ain't no real physical pain of the body. It's something that's mostly mm-hmm. in
yeah.
their head.
Yeah.
But it could actually manifest itself in the body.
Exactly. And, you know, also along that same mm-hmm. Vein, it has been, there's been studies done
mm-hmm.
that show that you know, holding things in
mm-hmm.
can cause you to mm. have legitimate illnesses that would not be there otherwise. So they can get your body chemistry so out of order
mm-hmm.
that you end up with different types of illnesses, you know. And they have said that sometimes things like cancers
mm-hmm.
and several other things will cause you to have can be caused from stress
mm-hmm.
can be caused from holding your feelings in
mm-hmm.
your anger, holding that in
mm-hmm.
You know, things of that sort. And so I haven't done any deep reading on it, but I used to read medical stuff a lot just because.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things that I stumbled across once as to how things like that. And some of those are those past hurts that you have squelched,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, mm-hmm. or you put in a compartment that was the wrong compartment.
Exactly.
You know, and
it was misunderstood in the first mm-hmm, place how you
yeah.
came in. Many times we, when we're younger, the misunderstandings that we have that our parents were doing,
mm-hmm.
we thought they were arguing, they may not have been.
Yeah.
We thought it was us that caused them to break it up
yeah.
and believed it totally.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with us at
mm-hmm.
all.
Yeah.
How about that as an extreme example, but a real example?
That is definitely mm-hmm. both extreme and unbelievable. It's a hard thing to deal with,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when it's something that you've had for, you know, over 30 years
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I cause that. And that can affect how you deal with everybody else in your life,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then there's those things that, you know, you get the idea that if I do this, this, or this,
mm-hmm.
then my relationship is going to end too.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you try not to do that. And sometimes you overdo it just because you're trying to overcompensate too much. You're trying to take too much on yourself when it takes two people to make a relationship work.
Mm-hmm. 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 Exactly. Exactly. Forgiveness. Letting go. Encourage others who are out there listening. Remember, your forgiveness in your relationship, make it a practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't get that forgiveness or saying, I'm sorry, to be only one side.
Mm-hmm.
You need to forgive as much as you want to be forgiven.
Yeah.
And you may have to forgive as much as you want to be forgiven a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to forgive yourself too.
I would say that many times we don't start mm-hmm. with that.
Exactly, because we hold guilt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I hurt you, so that makes me a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
And so you hold on to that, I'm such a horrible person, I have to be in order to do that. But then what you really need to do is forgive yourself for the hurt, because you're not perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, nobody
but
is
that
perfect.
Other person may also too hold that over your head that, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You should be guilty. Thinking away. Sometimes yeah. we'll find our children would do that. We may have did something that hurt them mm-hmm. when you were younger. It had nothing to do with them, but then you found out you did do something mm-hmm. that hurt them that really had nothing to do with them, but they were the byproduct of it.
Right.
They may hold that all their life over you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And don't even know it's really hurting them at the same time.
Exactly.
And they figure by me not going to the present moment to deal with it and deal with it with my dad or my mom with it, I can overlook it and be okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And they can't. And that could be one of the reasons why there are many times, how can I say it, hermits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They spend a lot of time just to themselves. Mm-hmm. Don't really do nothing but just work and go home.
Right.
Because they don't want a face of opening up more in the world, because they figure that everybody's going to hurt me like my parents first hurt
yeah.
me. And therefore, I can't trust anybody.
Yeah.
I'm from that end. And they live that life all because of the fact of that hurt that came from their parents,
yeah.
which is really sad too.
I have trouble.
The lack of forgiving the parents is the word exactly. I really want to say, yeah.
Exactly. I have trouble holding on to anger for a long time now. I can move it to different places, and that's part of the problem. I don't necessarily let it go, but I don't hang on to it. I don't dwell on it a long time, because I was in a position once where I was so hurt and so angry that I didn't know what to do with it, and so I just kept it. Mm-hmm. And then I started blaming myself, which...
For not saying anything, or letting it go?
For not saying anything,
or
for letting
that
it
maybe
go.
You did it.
For saying, you know...
You deserved it.
What's wrong with me? You know, all of those types of things. How horrible mm-hmm. I must be for this mm-hmm. to be happening, and mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah.
Imposter syndrome.
Then but then it started making me sick.
Yeah. Ulcers.
And when,
did you say one time you had some ulcers?
No, I said I was heading towards it.
Okay. How did you know that?
Because I was having stomach problems. All of a sudden, I started having some...
Hold on for a second. My stomach... You know, that was a real concern. In fact, I just went through that myself. Talking about a real stomach problem.
Yeah, but see, yours was a little bit different. Yours was something really, really serious. Mine was coming on because of how I was internalizing and pretending that everything was okay and stewing inside me, and nothing was going the way it should have gone.
And maybe it was all that hot sauce.
Yeah.
All those years.
Exactly. And so I had to not only forgive the person that hurt me, but I had to forgive myself also. Mm-hmm. And once I did that, I started getting okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, I truly had to let it go. Mm-hmm. I had to let it go for real
mm-hmm.
and move on, decide what kind of, you know, how I wanted to live mm-hmm. my life at that point without the constant thoughts about it and the constant, what could I have done differently, and the mm-hmm. the blame game and all of that.
Mm-hmm. All those, what I call them, are parasites
mm-hmm.
that feed off of your fear.
Yeah.
That feed off of your anguish. Mm-hmm. That feed off your anger.
Yeah.
That feeds off of all of that to keep them alive. And we keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
And many times trigger those storms.
Exactly.
Because it's I. You know, like in a hurricane we talk mm-hmm. about? I, the hurricane?
Exactly.
And keeps us from facing the present. Because mm-hmm. maybe the present, if we faced it, would be, that's not really I.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
It really wasn't I back then. It's really not I right now.
Mm-hmm.
And could it be that other person is really uncomfortable?
Yeah.
That is, in turn, moving in such a way that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not able to, you know, speak a good bridge statement to say, hey, you seem to be feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's making me feel uncomfortable. And it's going to create a storm between both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be conscious enough to know that we're not going to call this one Martin.
Milton.
Milton. You know what I was thinking about actually?
What?
I was actually thinking about Abraham Martin.
And John.
Anyway, I'm not going to go that line, but I think that's very important. We're going to have to go back and talk about bridge statements again. I think we're going to have to really emphasize on that.
I agree with you on that, because bridge statements are those things that are really hard to do. And sometimes you try to bridge that gap. I'm going to speak for myself. Sometimes I try to bridge that gap, but the way I phrase it or the way I word it, it doesn't quite reach from one ledge to the next. And it
doesn't bridge to the other side. Well,
exactly.
At all.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I know what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to do, but you know, I think one of the things that we need to do for those people that are really visual is lay out a formula, so as to speak, as to how to put together a bridge statement.
Practice, first of all.
Yeah.
We have many practice. But I will let you know, since it was something that was created in my mind, bridge statement, that I know of. It's out there, trademarked from anyone else. I don't know, but bridge statement always has the foundation of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that simple term that they say Native Americans had. It could in other cultures probably have it, which is being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Yeah, and that's been around for a long time. You know, and people when they use that a lot when they get angry, and they will say things like, you know, how can you say you know how I feel when you've never walked you've not walked a mile in my shoes, or you know, try living my life, or
but,
something
but
like
see,
that.
The difference with the bridge statement is, excuse me, I had to take my hands
aside. No, that's okay.
You have to think about walking in whose shoes?
The other person.
Not them walking in your shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's because you're not expecting them to build the bridge over to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to build the bridge over to what?
To them.
To them.
Yeah.
So your empathy has to be from the standpoint, what happens if I was in their shoes?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have to be able to be open and transparent enough to say that, to stop your bridge statement.
Yeah.
And then you have to build the side back over to who?
To
you.
Yeah.
I need for you to understand how I'm feeling too.
Exactly.
The same way that I understand how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that hopefully is a good point to start as a bridge. It's something that a lot of people who are diplomatic and ambassadors do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about it. They've got to be able to do it. I still remember that time we sat under the tutelage for a little while of Andrew, the great one-time mayor of Atlanta, and also became the great ambassador of America.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Andrew Young.
Andrew Young. Talk about a man who could bridge statements.
I'm telling you.
Is he still alive?
I think he's still alive. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah.
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 But, I mean, I...
Talk about somebody who could bridge statements. Oh, my God.
To sit front row.
Mm-hmm.
That is an experience I will never, ever forget.
I don't know how we found out about how we were invited there, but
that you was found inspirational. You found out about it somehow. And, I mean, we took that drive. Thank goodness it was late in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, we had time to get there after I got off from work.
It was well worth it.
Oh, it was. It was. It was definitely an experience.
It was a school we went up there. It was part of a school.
Yeah, it was Statesboro.
Georgia Southern. Yeah. Georgia Southern. Okay, That's right. Yeah, because it was that close.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's where I got some ideas of bridge statements, because they're used in the area of being a facilitator, i.e. being an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
That would be. You would have to be an ambassador, because it's like you trying to bridge two countries that ain't getting along.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be, usually ambassador is the third person that deals with those two countries not getting along, but you have to become that ambassador and be that
you have
third
to
person.
You have to speak for the one you're representing.
Yeah, yourself and the other person. Wow. No wonder why bridge statements are hard.
Mm-hmm. And kind of take yourself out of the picture.
Yes.
Because you're just the mouthpiece. The mm-hmm. bigger picture has mm-hmm. to do with the with who you're representing.
Yeah, and you know what you're really trying to represent. You're not really trying to represent. You're not really trying to represent the other person. Mm-hmm. You're not really trying to represent you. Guess who you're really trying to represent?
Who's that?
Come on, think about it.
You're really trying to represent the righteousness of the issue.
We're definitely going to do this again.
Okay.
You're trying to represent the relationship.
Oh. Yeah.
You're trying to represent the relationship. Because at the time, both people are not really trying to represent the relationship. I mean, that's what
right.
the connection
right.
between the two really is about, and the relationship.
And shame on me for not seeing that. You know, I got caught up in the countries and all that, mm-hmm. and I did not see that as a relationship, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a relationship.
I'm scared that you're even saying the basics like that.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I got caught up in the word country.
Now I'm getting a headache like you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And help me, Jesus. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. No, I'm being very transparent here. I mm-hmm. got caught up in that mm-hmm. and went down the geography.
Well, road. even if you did during mm-hmm. that time, there, as ambassador, he's trying to represent whatever the two countries are having a problem with.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to protect the peace.
Yeah.
Between the two. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Our trade problem.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a reason behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason in this case, to me, is quite obvious. Someone's trying to protect the relationship.
Exactly.
And so your bridge statement, if it's based off of that, then I'm trying to protect the relationship, then I'm going to try to say things to hopefully have both of us understand the situation, because somebody at the time is not.
Mm-hmm.
And my bridge statement is trying to help for us to do it. Not an easy thing to do when you're mad. I think it's during those times you want to make sure that you you better calm down, maybe take split.
Or try to practice doing a bridge statement when you feel the anger coming on.
Yeah. When there's none, and you just practice it when there is none.
Yeah.
And so you can get good at it. I think those two elements we talked about really help. One, that your bridge is putting yourself in another person's shoes, mm-hmm. not trying to get them to put themselves in your shoes.
Yeah.
You first start out trying to put yourself in the other person's shoes, and then in turn have them hopefully understand through your mouth that they can put themselves in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole purpose behind it is that you're trying to in turn protect or bring more presence and understanding of what? The relationships.
The balance.
Yeah, the balance in the relationship. Well, the balance to the relationship, but it's mm-hmm. basically still about the relationship itself, trying to protect the relationship from that end.
Yes.
Wow.
Huh.
I was about
to say the same thing.
That was a good thing. I don't think when we did the bridge statement before,
we didn't break it down that way.
I don't remember that foundation until just right now.
No, we did.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back mm-hmm. and take that apart and do another show on that.
Exactly. That was definitely valuable.
It was. It is.
Thank you.
No, thank you for that. I mean, how can you forget? It's supposed to be about us in the first place. Are you doing a bridge statement? You're not trying to. Because remember before I talked about the bridge statement was over this troubled water?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we do, because the trouble's there. So you bring this troubled water. But over the troubled water for what?
Yeah.
For what? Trying to protect the relationship that you have.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kept you two separated.
Exactly.
Kept us separated, huh?
So, yeah. So that was. Wow. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
What's this one? Cultivating.
Cultivating joy and connection.
Quality time.
Uh-huh.
Emphasize the importance of spending quality time together. Strengthen the bond. Discuss creative
date ideas and activities that foster connection. I got to thinking about something that we need to do, but mm-hmm. I'll talk to you about it later. I got to make sure that you're up to it. But it was a date activity that just...
Ooh, yeah. We were supposed to be going back to that, but...
Yeah, but we got to make sure that you can...
Well, I mean, we can't... When we go out, we can't always go out and try to do the eating thing. That's what we're trying to say.
Oh, no.
I can't do that all
the
time.
This didn't even have anything to do with that, so...
Okay, so we'll have to find out later on.
Yeah.
I just thinking about a guy today. I was listening today. It came up on Facebook or something like that that talked about quality time. It's not what we look mm-hmm. at all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, how do you surmise? How do you? I'm gonna start doing some playback and some things I get from some other place and play it back
mm-hmm.
on our show.
Yeah,
like we do doing
the other,
video clips.
Yeah.
So people can hear some of the information that we got. So they can hear it too.
Yeah.
And then follow right along with it. But this guy was talking about the love languages. And he was saying how quality of time is the hardest one to in turn practice for someone. Who determines what the quality is?
Exactly.
and isn't that different for each particular person, what the quality is of time?
And here's the other thing that is one of my issues. With so many people working from home, how do you set the boundaries as to when to cut off work, you know, or entrepreneurs, how do you set the boundaries to cut off work and start making quality time with your partner?
Well, I will admit quality time is not a time in physical form that you do with a start and finish. And that's what you're doing. And quite frankly, they say scientifically, time is a construct that we've created. I mean, there's some places in the world, there's not a 24/7 or 12 o'clock that people go by.
Yeah.
Okay. There really isn't.
Yeah.
They don't go by that at all. They, in fact, don't have watches or clocks at all. Some people in some third world, first world countries and bushes just don't do that.
Right.
Like, I'm going to say. Anyway, he talked about quality time from the standpoint of, and you're going to be amazed because it goes back to what I talked about before that one doctor was talking about when it comes to PTS. He says quality time is what do you do to stop and spend time with that person now in the present?
Yeah.
How well do you stop and do that and get engrossed in that present time with them? That's quality of time.
Yeah. I can see that.
I thought that was very moving. That's quality of time. Your kid needs for you to take some time to listen to. Do you go, oh, no, I'll be back. I'll go and do it in a minute. We'll get time another time. Or do you stop there at that time? Put your books down. Put your bags down. Put your keys down. Okay, come on. Let's talk.
Yeah. And that's
quality.
That's definitely quality.
That was his time.
Yeah.
His space. His need. Mm-hmm. And you took your time out just for that child. That's quality in that time. Not quantity. Quality.
Yeah.
I love that answer. That was a very, very deep answer.
That's,
now we got one right there.
That's definitely a perfect description, or as perfect gets, of a description of what quality is, because it's not quality for you, but it's quality for the person who needs your time.
Well, you're going to get something out of it too.
Oh, absolutely. Like, but what I'm saying is you in that situation, you look at what is important to the person that is with you, the person, you know, what is important to your partner.
And what's important now is you guys will have to hold on to all that until next time to receive. Again, God bless all, Shay, and take the journey
you
together.
You have been listening to Taking the Journey Together on WRUU. We hope you've gotten some information to smooth your relationship journey. If you have any relationship questions that you'd like us to explore, send us an email to ttjt@takingthejourney-together.com or post on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ttjtogether.
Until next Saturday at 9 a.m., enjoy your Taking the Journey Together. The viewpoints expressed in the following program are not necessarily those of WRUU 107.5, its license holder,